Purity Part 3. True Repentance. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. What is true repentance? True repentance is twofold. First, we must acknowledge our sin and repent, asking the Lord for forgiveness. Second, we must strive toward purity and endeavor to no longer sin. Both are required for true repentance. True repentance in the scriptures of truth. Bear fruit in keeping with repentance. Matthew chapter 3 verse 8. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. But declared first to those in Damascus, then in Jerusalem, and throughout all the region of Judea, and also to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, performing deeds in keeping with their repentance. Acts chapter 26 verse 20. Whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 13. Remember therefore, from where you have fallen. Repent, and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. Revelation chapter 2 verse 5. Bear fruits in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Luke chapter 3 verse 8. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, declares the Lord God. Repent, and turn from all your transgressions, lest iniquity be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions that you have committed, and make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the Lord God. So turn and live. Ezekiel chapter 18 verses 30-32. But if a wicked man turns from all his sins, which he has committed, keeps all my statutes, and does what is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of the transgressions which he has committed shall be remembered against him. Because of the righteousness which he has done, he shall live. Ezekiel chapter 18 verses 21-22. Therefore say to them, thus declares the Lord of hosts. Return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 3. It may be they will listen, and everyone turn from his evil way, that I may relent of the disaster that I intend to do to them, because of their evil deeds. Jeremiah chapter 26 verse 3. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Isaiah chapter 55 verses 6-7. Therefore come out from among them, and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 17-18, and chapter 7 verse 1. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach his Son cleanses us from all sin. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, declares the Lord God. Repent, and turn from all your transgressions, lest iniquity be your ruin. Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 30. She said, No one Lord. And Yahushua said, Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more. John chapter 8 verse 11. True repentance in the volumes of truth. Thus says the Lord Yahushua, I have cleansed my well-beloved, even every vessel. As many as are willing to receive, as many as are willing to walk in my ways and make their repentance full. Yet who among you has truly received? Who among you has made every effort to cast off his old nature and walk free? Who has come to me naked, that he may be clothed in my righteousness, that I might gird him with my strength? From Watchman. In repentance, I am always well pleased. Therefore, let the penitent now turn fully to God, and do works meet for repentance. Let them no more be as the hypocrite, but let them walk close behind me, abiding in the shadow of the Almighty. And let the wife in her youth learn piety at home, for this is good and acceptable before God. And what more shall I speak than that which I have spoken already? Therefore, believe my words, and also do them, says the Lord. From Repentance. Thus I call upon the sons of men, even all who dwell upon the earth, to repent, to turn from your wicked ways, to bring forth new works, worthy of repentance. Oh, that justice would well up like water, and righteousness as an ever-flowing stream. From Abasement. Therefore, call on my name, and make your repentance full, by departing from those things which are not lawful, standing apart from those things I hate, and you shall surely be delivered, says the Lord. From Obey God. If you ask of me forgiveness, I shall surely forgive you, even for all you have done. Yet to continue in those same sins, for which you had sought forgiveness, is most unpleasant in my sight. For by doing so, you have made my forgiveness of no effect. For that which requires forgiveness is the very same from which you must depart, lest your repentance become unrepentance, crucifying me again and again in your heart. For repentance is more than the asking. It must come from a deep desire to be set free in my love, followed by a sincere, unyielding commitment to make your love perfect through obedience, the shedding of the skin of this world, the crucifying of your old man with his sinful ways, the putting on of the new man who is renewed in the knowledge of the Holy One, conforming to the image of him who created him, says the Lord. From Blessed are those who overcome for my name's sake. For those without the gate retain their sin, for they hold fast to malice and have not yet departed from wickedness. Yet the hearts of the first election are filled with compassion and a sincere desire to walk in my ways, having called upon my name in sincerity and in truth, as they bring forth new works meet for repentance. From Do this in remembrance of me. For I died, behold, I am risen, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And as I live, so shall the penitent man live, even if he should turn and stumble, his salvation is in no wise lost to him. For he has an advocate with the Father, one who stands in his place, having already paid the full price for his transgression. Behold, his sin is remembered no more, cast into a dark sea of forgetfulness. And oh, how blessed are those who strive always to make their repentance full, says the Lord. From Salvation is given and must be received. Once received, forever shall it belong to the redeemed. Does not conviction also bring about revelation in those in whom my spirit dwells? And when it is finished, does it not also lead to repentance, producing new and righteous works? A deep desire to be set free in my love, followed by a sincere, unyielding commitment to make your love perfect through obedience. The shedding of the skin of this world, the crucifying of your old man with his sinful ways, the putting on of the new man who is renewed in the knowledge of the Holy One, conforming to the image of him who created him. For this, my son, is true repentance. says the Lord. From true repentance.